The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel joins us at 9 right here. Dell's going to come on out, and he's going to gloat over the fact that he can eat Rudy's barbecue on a Friday, while Lance and I have to watch everyone and eat fish today. That's all we can do is just eat. And Rudy's is going to bring us fish sandwiches, which is awesome.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. That's unfortunate for us. But you know what? We're going straight to heaven while Raheel. Of course, Raheel's going to hell. Dell, too. Dell,
can you make that hotkey?
Dell is so indifferent about everything. He doesn't even believe in heaven or hell. So I would imagine, and even so, he'll piss God off when he gets up there. So we're set, and you guys can eat your barbecue sandwiches today, Dell. But we're gonna be just fine in heaven. Okay, that's where we'll be.
Oh yeah, you not eating barbecue today is gonna make up for all the other crap you do.
You're damn right.
It's St. Peter. I have a report that John Granato did not have a chopped beef sandwich today.
Yep.
Give him knock a couple of those demerits off of his list. It's still pretty loaded up. It's deck chairs off the Titanic here, God. You sure? Yeah, why not? I mean, he's making an effort.
You don't know how many times I refused Rudy's barbecue out here at Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Because it sounds like you're a fool.
Friday during Lent. But, hey, and if you're observing, then, you know, bring your own fish sandwich today. Or if you don't care, just come on. Get on over here. Rachel's going to be here. We got St. Arnold's beer. We're going to have kolache shop. They're going to be here. So we want you to come on out.
If a fruit kolache makes it.
Yeah.
No one said anything about fruit kolache.
God said, thou shalt eat fruit kolaches.
Okay. If thy haveth fruit inside of baked bread, thy shall eat.
That's right.
The manna from heavens also includes a little bit of that, what is that type of cheese that they have? The dehydrated or sprinkled cream cheese seems to be delicious.
Yes, and it's unleavened. So
God.
I don't know why they couldn't leaven bread all the time over there, but we'll have leavened kolache shop kolaches here. So we want you to come on out and hang out with us. 8222 I-45 North of Canino exit. First thing, Ray opens the door, and we're looking at composite flooring. Mm-hmm. On the these are next generation. How about this? 100-year warranty.
What are you talking about? Where?
On the trailers out here. 100-year warranty on these commercial trailers. On the flooring, on the composite flooring. And then lifetime on the frames. If you're looking for a trailer, this is what you get. There's no question in my mind. And, of course, the great toolbox is right.
I like how they go, we're going to go lifetime on this. But on this, we're only going 100 years.
100.
Because we know that after 100, something could go a little
wrong.
Wait
a minute. Are you going to last more than 100 years?
No, you're all together.
No, it's lifetime.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, the 100.
Just call everything lifetime
all
the time.
Yeah, that's all right. Right. All right. So we will be here all morning long and up until 1 o'clock, as a matter of fact, because Dell and Raheel will both be out here as well. So we want you to come and hang with us at 8222 I-45 North. How about them Cougs? How about the job that Kelvin Sampson has done with this basketball team heading to the tournament? Now, they're home, but they've got to be. I know it's the American Conference. But you can't, I mean, a top five
no,
win.
No, they're going to the tournament.
They're going to the tournament.
I don't care about any of that stuff. They're in a dance.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The Cougs haven't been in a dance a ton over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
This is great.
No, and not having to win their tournament to get in there. Now, they probably have to do some stuff in the, although, did you read the story yesterday about college basketball? Dell has put it in here. The end of college basketball is apparently near. Jay Billis retweeted this story that was out yesterday that there is a great, great likelihood that whoever wins the NCAA tournament is going to have to vacate it. And half the field will more than likely have to vacate it. And if they were to somehow come up with all of the information, if the FBI released all the information that it has about all of the cheating that's going on in college basketball, then Tennessee Chattanooga would be a two seed this year because every major program will be out of the tournament. That's how bad and widespread the cheating in college basketball is. Like, this is something crazy.
No, but, I mean, look, that's been the dirty little secret about basketball for a long time. I mean, I've got friends who are college coaches, and I don't know that it's as wide. Like, there's a lot of teams that aren't completely dirty. But everybody has to get in bed. This is what I was told. If you want to get any of the relatively top-ranked teams, you have to get in bed with AAU coaches. You have to get in bed with not shoe companies, but runners for shoe companies, guys who basically get paid to be tentacles for shoe companies as go-betweens between AAU and players and family. It's all money people, you know. It's all money people. And the only way you can recruit those kids is if you you lie with the dog and get the fleas. That's the only way. So top programs who get those kids, apparently
there's
it's
no
across
other way.
The board. There's just not a way. You don't go to, oh, I'm going to go to the high school coach. That's a joke. The high school coach has there's no point.
They got a handler.
Families, you're not going to go to mom or dad.
No.
You're going to handle. Yeah, you're going to.
Well, mom,
to
mom a lot of times, though, is
well, there's a person between mom. It's very.
The handler.
Exactly. Right. There's a handler or two handlers, or you got to figure out who it is. I was told by one coach who recruited some pretty good players, sometimes you don't even know. Like, the hardest part, you have to be the first one to figure out who it is. Because everyone says they represent the kid. Mm-hmm. And if you spend too much time on one guy, on one person, and then you realize, oh, no, this is the wrong one. Right. There's a rumor going around that one agent was on the wrong person with Vince Young, that they were on the wrong person for a long time with Vince Young, just thinking, well, this is the guy. This is the guy who it's supposed to be, and it actually wasn't that person, and it was somebody else. And so a different agency got him because this person spent way too much time on the wrong person. So – yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Jay says that. I mean, it's probably worse. I had this discussion probably 6 years ago. I'm sure it's even worse now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's even worse.
No,
now.
And they've got 330 hours.
For guys who will be there a year.
What?
For guys who will be there a year.
Yeah, right. Right.
A lot of them.
Right.
A lot
the
of these
best
guys
players
are there
well,
a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're recruiting like, listen, for your 1 year, I want to put our entire program in jeopardy.
Yeah, but look how important that 1 year is. Look at Calipari this year. Look at that team. It's a bad basketball team. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get it right, Cal has been a one and done guy for years now, and he's proud of it. He's actually, he endorses it. You saw the Calipari 30 for 30. Hey, let's do this. Let's be a one and done team. That's what I've never understood that about. In
is
Kentucky.
This a good thing, by the way? This story. I'm a not silver lining, but we're talking about possibly Roy Williams. I mean, if he's talking about Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Krzyzewski, Roy Williams. Who's he talking about
I
exactly?
I don't know.
Calipari, we know, obviously.
Izzo. I mean, you're talking about. He said. They
Pitino.
Said Hall of Fame.
Pitino's
coach.
Career
well,
was ruined.
Pitino is.
But Pitino was a guy who did it like probably a lot of the coaches have done. He just went over. He just was doing it first and longest, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, how do you. How is. Yeah.
But he got.
But
caught
he's already
in,
been caught.
He got caught in bed with the, with the kickbacks and all the other stuff. But, like. That's hardly the only guy doing it.
No. They said.
Yeah.
Of the 16 teams that ESPN of the 16 teams,
yeah.
Eight of them would not be in the tournament.
Let's take a quick break. We got to get something fixed with the stream, but I want to get into this because I'm going to – sometimes you have to clean the gutters out. Sometimes the gutters get a little messy, and sometimes you got to clean the gutters out. And I'm not sure the gutters have been cleaned ever with the NCAA, period, football or basketball. When we come back, I want to get into this a little bit because maybe this is a good thing. Maybe not. Maybe it is.
All right.
Let's take a break right now. We're live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. John's got winches and hinges and hitches and Maybe not wenches so much. That's probably not a
– Not wenches.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Bringing me turkey legs and
– Yeah, not
no.
wenches. But no, you got
hitches and winches.
Winches.
Winches. It's different.
They don't have
you know, the tight
and
dresses.
And composite floors now.
Uptights. Right, right. And we got composite flooring for our trailers. We'll be back right after this live from Trailer Wheel Frame.
More. Maybe I just gotta get some.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Can you guys hear us on the stream now? We got that stream
guys,
going
hello.
On? Welcome in stream. You missed, like, maybe the greatest segment ever. Dell, Raheel's going to hell. Dell ain't going anywhere. He'll be in purgatory because he'll piss God off, and God will just go, whatever, just sit there. And Lance and I go
they
straight
can,
to heaven.
Said, we can only hear Dell. so this is one of the things we talked about. College hoops corruption case poised to take down Hall of Fame coaches, top programs, lottery picks. This college basketball corruption, I'll just read the first paragraph. It says a lot of it. It's been 5 months since the FBI arrested 10 men in sweeping federal probe into the underbelly of the basketball world. As the three ongoing criminal cases result from the investigation plot along, it's increasingly unlikely there will be another wave of double-digit arrests. More legal charges still come. Still could come, but what's becoming increasingly clear as the discovery portion of the case comes to a close is the breadth of potential NCAA rules violations uncovered is wide enough to fundamentally and indelibly alter the sport of college basketball. Multiple sources who've been briefed on the case and are familiar with the material obtained by feds told Yahoo Sports that the impact on the sport will be substantial and relentless. Sitting under protective order right now are the fruits of 330 days of monitoring activity by the feds, 330, which one assistant U.S. attorney noted Thursday was a voluminous amount of material that includes wiretaps from 4,000 intercepted calls and thousands of documents and bank records obtained from raids and confiscated computers, including those from notorious NBA agent Andy Miller. Now, the first thing, here's what I was saying that I think is probably pretty important for college basketball. The first people who are going to be challenged on this thing are going to be sports agents. Usually happens that way. People who illegally, because those are easy. There's very obvious and plain rules in place when you can contact players and when you can't. And so they're going to reiterate that, and they are going to make very, very harsh punishments for those who are found to have contacted players early. Now, agents will tell you, if we don't contact the player early, another guy will, and we won't have any clients.
Right.
So I'm not
that's
sure
still
how...
Not, that's still not a defense.
Yeah, no. But so I'm not sure how that's going to ever change unless the penalties are so severe that they just don't want to take any chances.
Right.
That's the only way. And that may be coming. The next up will be the shoe companies. And the idea is going to be, if we can stop the money that's funneling to the underbelly, which is the handlers slash AAU coaches slash in-between people, the dot connectors, if we can stop that money and that funding, you know, basically if you can stop the money that's headed there, it's almost cutting off the head of the snake or whatever it is. That's the thought is, with the money's gone, and if you're stopping the flow of money, it's going to stop a lot of this stuff.
Well, and allegedly, the shoe company, you know, the guy that got, and a couple of guys.
They were Adidas guys.
Yeah, Adidas guys that got hit. Allegedly, all the shoe companies can and will eventually get hit.
Yeah.
There was a major blow to their case. They tried to argue and get the case thrown out of court. Their argument was that the schools were not hurt. They were not. actually, they weren't hurt by what the shoe companies were doing. The schools were actually helped because they helped bring players. So there really was no one that was financially hurt by their actions. And the judge threw it out saying, this is stupid. You guys are going to court. We'll see you guys in court, okay? So we're not throwing it out for that. And he actually admonished the lawyer for the shoe company. So the judge, I have a strong feeling that it's going to be more than just a income tax evasion.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's going to be. You're going to be facing charges if you're buying kids anymore.
Well,
and that could be a big enough deterrent.
If you're facing charges that can land you in prison, it is going to be. So how bad could it be? Here's what it says. According to Yahoo Sports, as many as 50 college basketball programs. Now, you think about that. That's four full conferences, and that's really the top teams probably in college basketball. Like, not just the first wave of top teams, but tier two. Do you understand how many 50 programs are? A top 25 are good teams. This is a top 50. These are all,
and it's probably the biggest schools because the smaller ones can't afford to do this.
So this is this sounds like almost every big school.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
And the shoe companies want their kids to play for big schools because they get more exposure.
Absolutely.
That way.
And they already have deals at big companies. Well, anyway, it could at 50. Here's what the source said. Among the documents expected to be in federal government protection are the bank records of Miller, Andy Miller, who bankrolled middleman Christian Dawkins, who's at the center of the case. Quote, if the NCAA is going to get Andy Miller's bank records, God bless them. I don't know what they're going to do. They're better off changing the rules. The crazy part of this business is none of these kids are free. So if that's what you're saying, if there's 50, you had to realize that. If there are as many as 50 programs involved, then the amount of kids who have to be involved are so substantial that it's going to fundamentally things must be changed. But that brings up this point. Maybe this is going to be a good thing for college basketball and college athletics. I can tell you the next thing that's going to happen is that they're going to turn their head slightly to the left and they're going to look at college football. And college football is going to be like with their head down. Trying not to make direct eye contact. Like my dog, when my dog Lola's inside the house and I see her sitting on a couch. Like I go in there at night. And I see her, I'm like, and she looks to the side and she won't look at me. It's the same. College football is just going to be like this,
like Lola
trying not to be seen.
On the couch?
Yeah, trying not to be seen. Like, I see you, college football. And then they're going to get into college football. And it's probably a little less murky simply because, but it's going to be plenty murky.
Oh, let's make no mistake about it. College football is rife with cheating.
Don't act like greed and the ability to be good and make more money isn't going to infiltrate every level of everything.
Well, Jimbo Fisher just signed for $75 million guaranteed. Guess what? If there's money, if there's stupid money, people are going to cheat. Now, I'm not saying Jimbo Fisher. I'm just saying that the ability and the chance to make that kind of money, what would you do for it? Oh yeah, that's right. You cheat,
and there's different ways to cheat. It's not just here's your bag of cash. That's not really how it's always done anymore. It's done in a form of sneaky ways. It's done in ways like certain jobs.
Bags
for certain
of cash
members of family.
Are fun though. Lance.
Well, they make sense too, but it's also jobs for family members. It's no show jobs, which are the NCAA really tries to crack down on those.
Loans to moms for houses that don't get repaid.
No interest loans.
Yes.
We'll be the finance. We're good with this bank.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that all happens every day. But, unfortunate. I think we've known for years, though, that there's nothing really scummier than college basketball.
Yeah, I'm sure football has its own scummy going on. Basketball, it's easier to be scummy because it's a smaller amount of guys.
Well, and you got AAU,
more people in competition.
AAU, which has been so, it's got such a great reputation, and so and
you know
it
sucks.
Been.
What sucks is that it's actually not fair to AAU. I've gotten to know about the AAU program. Tori Andrews,
one of my best friends, is a big AAU guy.
Yeah, it's actually just like travel baseball and all that stuff. It's just that the biggest programs that recruit that already have, and this has been going on. I remember Houston Elite or the Jaguars or whatever. I remember hearing stories about their team back in 98 when we were doing shows. This has been going on a long time.
Well, Sonny Vaccaro changed everything.
Yeah.
When the shoe companies got involved,
and he tried,
it changed.
He knew. He tried to.
Everything.
He fundamentally changed everything. Yeah. So now you have kids who won't go to certain basketball camps because it's not AA.
No.
It's not a
it's not a Nike
it's
camp.
Not an Adidas camp
right,
or a Nike
Adidas,
camp
right.
or whatever.
And
they won't go to schools.
Them.
They won't go to certain
no,
schools.
No, they that, steer them to those to the Nike schools.
Yeah.
Or the Adidas schools or whatever the case may be. It is so crap. Maybe this cleans it out. We'll see. Maybe we will actually be watching basketball where it's not bought. Maybe we'll someday that will.
But you think
happen.
This could be good for sports? I mean, we're still watching the same players, so I don't know how it fundamentally changes. But I would just like, you know, in this country, I would just like for there to be less corruption in different play. I would like at some point for us to go in a direction of less corruption, if possible,
well,
in anything
well,
ever?
Wouldn't it be nice if it was a level playing field where if the kid really likes the coach, he actually goes to the school that he wants to go to play for a guy that he wants to go to as opposed to the highest bidder?
Well,
And if a coach is doing it right, that he's got absolutely no chance?
Well, no, I mean, here's the thing, but you do. Brad Stevens showed that with the one thing is when you go after all these one-and-done guys, it's the same teams that do it. It's actually, I think it's actually helped mid-majors grow because they don't have the money. They don't recruit like that typically that we know of. Maybe they do.
And they've got juniors and seniors on
so what happens is they have four-year players. Yeah. They have guys who have chemistry together.
Yeah.
They get guys with higher basketball character potentially who aren't just trying to do this for money.
And they're
and
going
bolt.
To school and actually probably, you know, actually have to care about school. So maybe there's some – you know, smarts involved as well.
I mean, you don't have – I think a lot of one-and-done guys, you'd be crazy. Any of us would be crazy to think anybody who's going to spend a year there is really going to care about the program. You're there for a year. You know it's a necessary stopping ground before you get to the pros. How are you going to care about your program? These other guys probably are. They're going to help you with recruiting. You're recruiting if you're John Calipari is, look how many guys we send to the pros. If you're recruiting you know, I'm using Butler, but it could be wherever Shaka Smart was. I can't remember where it was.
VCU?
Yeah, VCU. You've got kids on campus who do the recruiting for you on recruiting visits.
Yeah.
Man, this is a great place. This is blah, blah, blah. We've got this. We've got that. You know, hey, I love this place. This has really changed.
He had a hotbed. He had a really nice area to recruit.
But you're recruiting totally different
right.
people.
Yeah, right. All right, 726 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Lance and I both have to talk. And by the way, we're live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Cat's Coffee just got here. Cat's Coffee. And if you're not drinking Cat's Coffee, I'm disgusted with you. So let's go. Get over here and drink some Cat's Coffee, Kolache Shop, St. Arnold's Beer, and Rudy's
Katz.
Barbecue. Is
Abby
be
Katz
here.
Is locked in with so many different places with Cat's Coffee.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
No, restaurants here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, restaurants and, yeah, it's like they're cutting edge of clicking up with new places that
yeah.
are brand new open. Yeah, food
yeah.
places. So.
So let's talk about Renter's Warehouse right now. And Rich Drake is probably listening while he's driving in. He's probably he might be hungover.
Yeah,
I don't
very
know.
Strange spot.
Oh no, actually
yesterday.
Rich had given up drinking for a long time. I was saying he was hungover, but that's probably not true. He'd given up drinking for a long time, probably because he had to, court order or something. But here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to get out of that home.
Good morning, Rich.
Ha ha, Rich said. So if you're looking for a great way to get out of that home, what I need you to do right now, it doesn't matter. Find out. You can find out how much your house can rent for in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't take long. You called it.
Yeah, it's super simple.
I wish I had known about it before I sold my house.
Yeah, you were a fool. If you go to renterswarehouse.com, you can find all the information there. It tells you everything. But it really is, you can send an email in. You can submit your address, name, and all that stuff. They contact you back, and they say, this is how much your house will rent for. I mean, it's that simple. And you say, you sure about that? Like I did. They said, oh, yeah, plus or minus $100, $150. I'm like,
wow.
Well, this is like 2.5 times what my mortgage is. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. You want this one? I'm like, well, I just wanted to see what it was worth. But now you
that.
Got me thinking. So I'm actually not going to sell. When the time ever comes to sell, it's going to be a rent and with Renter's Warehouse.
Absolutely. And look, and you might have other circumstances where you have to move and you try to sell your home, you're going to get you can't do it because you can't afford it. Let Renters Warehouse rent out your home. You don't have to be here. And how about this? Because they will rent in an average of 17 days. And how about this? You can pick the tenants. Okay, so let them do all the vetting. Let them do all the work for just $99 a month or less if you have multiple houses. RentersWarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT, RentersWarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, exclusive provider of industry-best Ranch King trailers. We're talking about a 100-year warranty on the composite flooring and then lifetime warranty on the framing as well. That Ranch King trailer is the best damn trailer. You see all these generators out here, too? Lance, have you ever needed a generator? These are like industrial generators.
Yeah.
Not little pimpy generators. We're talking industrial generators.
Man, you know what? I really need to think. Every time a hurricane comes.
I know.
Which seems like every year a flood or hurricane is here. I'm like, oh, man, I wish I had a generator. Let me run over to Home Depot real quick. And everyone's swarming it, and I don't even know how to work
Why wouldn't
them.
You run over the Trailer Wheel and Frame?
I'm like, how do you work these things? This looks crazy.
Yeah.
I need to just –
oh, yeah.
I need to just get one
you
now.
You know how crazy that one is? What? You hit a button, and it turns on.
Don't you have to hook it up to something?
No. Or? Look at it. Look at it, Lance. That thing can do a radio show.
No, but look, it's got some kind of connection on the bottom.
That's wood. That's what it's sitting on.
No, on the left, like a little teapot spout or whatever that is. You see that thing?
Well, that's how they put the gas in it.
Who's going to do that? Me? Like I said, there it is. Now I just – that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I'm out. Good luck, gentlemen. That's like when the guy at one of the dealers at Crab's Table, they go, good luck, gentlemen, and they do their hands like that, and then they leave, and they go take their break.
Well, you bring the tank and you fill it up.
Is there a guy? Do they have a guy that will
do
it?
They don't deliver it to you.
Do they have a guy that can hook it up?
Oh, my God.
You know, let me tell you what else I don't do. Drywall. Don't do that.
Well, no,
what else do I not do?
No one does drywall.
I don't put my own gutters up.
No one does drywall. Ask anybody whose house flooded. They can't find a drywall guy.
Yeah. Siding. Don't do that either.
No, Allied Siding and Windows does that.
Yeah, I call people.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Is there a...
Hey, we were talking about this.
I
got the word from uppity up at the NCAA that it's not long that you're not going to see grad transfers in college football.
So apparently, I saw that article where they said they're considering making some changes that – what do you mean? No, that you will be able to transfer if a coach leaves or is fired. That's what just came out this weekend.
Well, I did the article 2 weeks ago on that and SportsMap. And actually, yes, that they're voting on – on three different things that you can leave anytime.
But I heard it's about to happen.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about then?
No. Grad transfers. Grad transfers.
Yeah.
When you graduate and you can move to another school. Now, the ruling right now is...
Well, I can't wait to hear how this is legal.
Well, it is. It's always been legal. I mean, it's happening every year.
No, how's it going to be? Why would it be?
They're looking at it because right now, because the... University, the undergrad programs are different than the graduate programs.
Okay.
And right now there's a lot of animosity between the undergraduate programs and the graduate programs because so-called graduate come in and they go to graduate school.
Right.
And they go to a school they don't even go to class. They never go.
Oh, really?
Because why do you have to go? You don't even – by the time the football season
is over,
you don't even
year.
Have those grades.
And here's the thing. Most grad students are not that great. Some of them are okay. Like, there was a guy who transferred that I thought was going to be good. He went to he was at Bowling Green, a guy named Gehrig – something Gehrig. He's Lou Gehrig. He's a descendant from Lou Gehrig, but Dieter Gehrig, his name was. Or Gehrig Dieter? No, his name was Gehrig Dieter. He was named after Lou Gehrig. His name is Gehrig Dieter. He was a wide receiver at Alabama. He went to Alabama, and I thought, this guy's going to be really good. Like, I watched his tape in the summer.
I remember this kid.
He was a white kid. I'm like, this guy can play. He gets to Alabama, it's just too big for him. Mm-hmm. He's not a factor. But I thought he was going to be. But even he didn't turn out to be. Most of these grad transfers aren't big factors. D. Delaney at Miami, asked Dell about that.
Well, no, just
all
2 years
hype.
Ago, Oregon got the Eastern Illinois quarterback. And he had to go to summer school to finish up, and he just got there right before the season started.
But I guess that's irrelevant.
Fresno
to the,
turned their program around with a grad transfer.
Grad transfers are 1 year guys.
1 year guys. Yeah. 1 year guys. That's all you got left. That's all they're going to have left. But apparently, and it's a good thing though, because if you've been in a bad situation for your 4 years, you finally are able to get
What's
out.
What's wrong with it? If you've already
because the friction between
okay, then don't say you're a grad transfer. Just you're a graduate transfer, but you don't get grad school paid for. How about that?
Well, you don't
just
have to
hang
go to,
out.
How about
well? Because then you're not in school. Then,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you should.
I guess
well,
that kind of. I guess.
You really
wait
should.
A minute. Now I'm forgetting that they're supposed to be student athletes.
Well, how about that? You can get a second degree from the other school as opposed to going to the graduate school, which is a farce because the percentage of kids that actually go to that grad school and even finish that first semester is minuscule. So it's a real problem right now, according to the NCAA, that the grad programs, because you're taking a spot, too, that maybe could go to someone else and all kinds of stuff.
But isn't that the same for the undergrad program? You're taking a spot if you're
not
there
really.
For a year?
There's really not. No, because on most undergrad programs, it's unlimited how many students you
but
can
But aren't
possibly.
You taking up a scholarship?
You are taking a scholarship,
yeah.
That's but that, you're helping the football program. So the football program should pay for it. I mean – But we're talking about taking up a spot in a grad because there's only in a lot of instances grad programs only have so many spots.
You know, it's interesting. I'm in the midst of a business proposition that I'm building with some other people, and it focuses on colleges, high schools, primarily colleges with some in the pros. And one of the things we're talking about is building a product that is able to be purchased by colleges, universities. And one of the investors who we met with the other day was asking about that, like, well, what about this and what about this and universities and financing? And said, well, here's the beautiful part. These college programs really are professional organizations, a lot of them, not all of them. But a lot of them have become like University of Texas is a sports organization.
Yeah.
Alabama is, Florida is, SEC schools are, Florida State, Miami. They're organizations, right? You can call them colleges if you want, but they really act independently from the university. They get their own funding. They get their own pieces of the pie. Yes, they pay back to the university, but they're not really parts of the universities anymore.
LSU is not.
So when you go to – here's a friend of mine who's with Zebra Technology now, John Pollard, who was with Stats for years and did some consulting with the Saints for a little bit. He used to sell the Stats Ice program to colleges and pros. Pros, he said, was like pulling teeth. How much is this? This is $40,000, okay? This is for XI Info data. This is before Pro Football Focus was even out. This was data that was unbelievable, that they didn't have themselves. And yet it is an absolute war to get them to pull that or, you know, to pay for that. He just said it was so hard. You go to colleges, they've already got a check. Like when he went to see Chip Kelly at Oregon, you can't even get all the way through your spiel like, this is great. Right. How much? Just what is it? $60,000. That's great. That's fine. Do you have anything bigger than this? Like a bigger package that costs more? We could find some more data and charge you $80,000. Yeah, let's do that. Scribble check, tear. Get. He's like colleges throw money around for because it's competitive advantage and they want to stay ahead of the Joneses. And you know who has money? Colleges.
Oh yeah,
they have a ton of money. At least the good colleges.
Absolutely.
When I say good, I shouldn't even say good. Certain colleges have the privilege of playing in high-end conferences they have a lot more money.
Now, it go to the University of Houston or Rice and try to sell.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, try to sell that same because they're so.
Colleges have a lot of college programs
conscious.
Have a ton of money.
Conscious.
Ask Texas, go take a look at Texas A&M's locker room. You think the university paid for that?
What about Texas? Holy crap, what he did
All
since he got there?
When I was at a Texas program, I hadn't told you about these things. I went to a Texas practice earlier this year to go look at some players. I saw one of the things they have. They're one of like two schools who have this. It's a big square. You're inside a big square, and it's a green screen on the bottom. It's green on the bottom. There's 3D cameras all around it. And there's like, imagine like it's just, there's four poles, and then along the top is
virtual,
railing.
A virtual?
Is railing. Yeah, and it's 360 degree, like virtual cameras. And then there's 17 different moves you can do for your elbow, your shoulder, your knees. You do two-leg squats, one-leg squats. You do these moves with your arms. And it's measuring your level of flexibility. It measures and can sense. It's able to show where you're loading your weight. So, for example, when Connor Williams did I was able to look at Connor Williams' a vertical leap, and it showed where the weight, his weight was loaded, and it was here in his thighs, which is good, as opposed to here in his calves or in his knee, which would have been bad. You know, they want you to load the weight in your hips. Some people jump from their ankles. Some people jump from their calves, some from their knees, some from their hips. It shows you where you're loading your weight, and it shows you how much flexibility you have. It allows – this program allows Texas to take a look and say, okay, his left knee is not as flexible as his right knee. Or in this case, they were looking at his hips. One of them wasn't as flexible as the other one. So it tells them also how you're loading your weight. This guy right here, uh-oh. And it will tell you. The machine will say, danger of injury. This guy has a potential for injury. A small potential. This guy has a great potential of injury. So they have to start changing how he jumps. They have to strengthen different parts of the body. I was blown away by this system. I said, oh, my, this is incredible. Who else has this? They said, we just got it this year. We're still pretty much learning it. Notre Dame has it. I think the Baltimore Ravens have it too. Then I got that's what the strength coach that I see that, who came from University of Houston, by the way. Then I go out to the practice facility and I watch, and I find out that they've got sensors in their helmets where if they have a collision that is a certain amount of pressure and force, that it will send a text message to the trainer, and he will go check on them, almost like a little mini concussion protocol, just say, hey, I got a trigger that you took a big hit, and we're checking on you. And I'm like, does the NFL know about this stuff?
Well, they ain't going to pay for it. They can't put cameras in the end zones, remember? Because it's too expensive. They couldn't do that in all the fields. So the NFL ain't going to do that. It's because
this technology is unbelievable. And Texas is like, yeah, what's the best stuff
right.
you have? We want to get the best package.
That's awesome.
And I asked Tom Herman about it. He goes, well, I mean, sir, I said, is this a recruiting advantage? He goes, yeah, what do you think?
What do you mean?
We got the latest and greatest.
He spent $10,000 per locker.
They redid the entire weight room.
Yeah.
The entire weight, they came in like, all this is garbage.
No.
It's like, this is 3 years old.
Dude came in and spent $100 million.
Kevin Sumlin, when he went to Texas A&M,
he had
that place is unbelievable.
Well, and that's the thing that we brought up. Actually, when we got to take a break, we're live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. But, you know, we were talking about whether or not Summy stays or whatnot. The transition and what Kevin Sumlin had to do to build up the facilities, to build up the field, to build up the locker rooms, and to bring them into SEC to be even close to other SEC schools was amazing. He was the transition coach, and unfortunately, you know, he didn't win enough football games for the Aggies. But you know, he was the perfect guy because he changed everything at Texas A&M.
He got a branding company that's local. Kevin Cooper's with these guys now, but Ash, I know the guy who's in charge of the Aggie swag stuff, the videos and some of the locker rooms, some of the hype videos and things that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sumlin brought that over. They paid pretty good money for it. All new branding. They rebranded the university.
We got to take a break live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Come on out and hang out with us. I got to tell you right now about Champion Energy, being that champion. And if you haven't changed over, I just don't know what else to say. My goodness, I've been speaking for Champion for, I don't know, 6-7 years now. And it's the same message is save some money. You can save money every single month. I just don't get why you would pay more money every single – well, it's – you know, I'm not using my air conditioner so much, right? Well, why would you spend a dollar if you could spend 79 cents on it? I mean, and you're talking about 20 and 30, 40% of savings when you're talking about Champion Energy as opposed to the big company that's just trying. I mean, I saved immediately. It was unbelievable how much I saved when I switched over to Champion Energy, and I think you'll be amazed too. Just find out for yourself. It's so easy too. It's 5 minutes. I mean, there's no reason. There's free weekends. There's all kinds of great plans. And the best thing is when your contract is up, they'll tell you and they'll have a better rate for you. And that's amazing. No other company's doing that. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090. Promo code 1560.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
Good morning.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We gotta play that, Del, the Trump, LeBron, and Fox News thing. They're at odds. Surprisingly, LeBron and KD and Fox News are at odds. Mm-hmm. Do you got the LeBron and KD comments about Trump, Del?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do that. Let's do that in the next segment. How about Baylor? How awesome is Baylor? They just
the honorable and good Dr. Watt.
Are you talking about Dr. Watt?
No.
Because he got his doctorate from Baylor yesterday. I thought you were talking about the fact that J.J. Watt now has a doctorate.
No, I'm talking about two more sexual assault investigations on their football players.
That's way different than where I thought you were going.
No.
Yeah, you were talking about Dr. Watt.
No, two more players are being investigated.
That's a lot.
Some redshirt freshmen.
I thought you were doing this.
No.
J.J. Watt to receive honorary doctorate for Hurricane Harvey.
What?
Does not make
a
sense.
A doctorate in how to raise money?
Baylor's like,
what's he getting a doctorate in?
Baylor's like, can we give somebody a doctorate or do something to get some good publicity?
Can we get something good as opposed to, sexual assault
Where's
by
JJ
our
Watt?
Players again?
Houston Tech. Well, let me say this good one before you say this really bad one again. J.J. Watt will receive an honorary doctorate from Baylor for his efforts to help the Houston area recover from Hurricane Harvey. The university announced Thursday that Watt would get a Doctor of Humanities in Medicine degree during Baylor's commencement ceremony May 29th. Along with Watt, Houston Emergency Medical Services Director Dr. David Pierce will be honored. In the year following the devastation of Hurricane Harvey and the community's incredible response, it was most fitting to honor two community leaders who contributed in major ways, Dr. Pierce and Watt. Baylor President Paul Klotman said, in a statement, our graduates and their families can take important lessons from these honorary degree recipients.
Oh, well, let's look at the other story from Baylor today.
So from now on, I want you calling him Dr. Watt. I don't want to say, do you think they're going to cut Dr. Watt for cap purposes in a year? You can say that. Or is Dr. Watt ever going to get to double-digit sacks again? I don't want to hear JJ anymore.
No, he's a doctor.
It's Dr. Watt.
Dr. Watt.
Show him that.
Well, here's the same school. Here's what's happening.
Did they give away another doctorate or?
KWTX. No. Although there's no question they're the leaders in this. There's no question Baylor is leading sexual assault.
Yep.
Okay. KWTX in Waco reported on Thursday at least four suspects were interviewed by police for an incident in November involved members of the school's equestrian team. According to the report, at least two of the suspects were interviewed were redshirt freshmen on the Baylor football team. The incident allegedly occurred late on November 11th, early 12th, after the football team lost to Texas Tech earlier
of,
in the day.
Of this year.
Of last, well.
Yeah, this previous year. Yeah, okay.
It was reported to the school's judicial. Two campus police reports about the matter were dated November 17th. They reportedly obtained photos and video as evidence. So, congratulations. congratulations to Baylor. Just making more plays. Just continuing that excellence of sexual assault. Congratulations in the football team. Well played.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Nothing good coming out of there.
Well, and now you're not winning any football games.
No.
So, I mean, what's the use anymore?
It's bad. It's weird. We live in a weird society now where it's never been – you got porn as mainstream, basically. People talk about it's almost, oh, I go here to search. I go here. What do you search for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tinder. Just like, yeah, slide left and go smash in 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
No problem. But then it's also hypersensitive or certainly much more aware. Some sense is hypersensitive. Sometimes it's just a level of awareness and unwillingness to just – relent and be, you know, assaulted or harassed or whatever. Those two are wildly at odds. Like, you understand how those two are on much different. One of them entices, and one of them is going to punish for those actions. And yet, you know, they're both growing stronger and stronger. So I think we're going to have more and more and more of this, especially on the collegiate level, where you start throwing in alcohol, you throw in drugs, you throw in youth,
right?
You're gonna, you
know, hormones and
yeah.
Well, I think consent is a key word on all of this. If the girl is swiping right, I think that there's
That's obviously a different. I mean, I'm just talking about societally.
Right.
That wasn't something that you even talked about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Apparently, there's very little consent going on with the Baylor football team.
I mean, that's what we're reading. Are Baylor, are they stepping to the plate, the people that need to be stepping to the plate and shutting this down? You know, one of the embarrassing things, the most embarrassing thing for Penn State was the way that so many people caped up for Joe Pa and everyone else and just said, oh, this is, you know, hey, if it's wrong, it's wrong.
Well,
say
just
it's
like
wrong.
The Michigan State board director
who
said, well, there's a lot more important stuff going on here at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Can we start talking about that?
I mean, is there? Yeah.
Is there?
And I know a lot of Baylor fans who are coming after anybody who had a story on it or would talk about it, they would go after them. If something's happening and it's wrong, don't immediately try to find where you can find any hole in any story so that you're going to just latch onto that. There's plenty of bad that went on at Baylor. It doesn't mean everyone who went there is a scum. It doesn't mean every player that ever played there, every coach or whatever. But, I mean, just call it what it is and clean it up.
Yeah.
Same thing in college basketball. I mean, why can we not just clean stuff up? Just own it. Why do people have a hard time owning stuff?
And, again, the cover-up is always worse because you're just an no one ever that's all you're doing is enabling.
No one ever owns anything.
Right.
They're so worried their side is going to look bad or my team will lose if I own this. Well, you know what? Your team will be stronger in the end if you get rid of – when I say team, whether it's your political team or whatever, get rid of – idiots.
Have some integrity.
Yeah, have integrity. That's all it is.
Hey, we're live at Trailer 1 Frame, 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. We're going to have Rudy's out here. We got Cats out here now. We got Kolache Shop. We've got St. Arnold's. Come on by and hang out with us. You can, anything that you need, your fire extinguisher, your first aid kits, your jack for your garage, your generator, your toolbox for your pickup, everything is right here, right now. Need you to get on over here to 8222 I-45 North. That's the Canino exit. John Clay Wolf joining us right now. GimmeTheVin.com. He'll be on the air tomorrow with his 1,001st show live from Dallas, but you can listen to it right here on ESPN 97.5. John Clay, what's up?
Hey, everybody. Y'all are doing a remote this morning?
Yeah, we are. We're at Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Cool.
Yeah, you guys don't have a Trailer Wheel and Frame. That's why Dallas sucks.
And you guys won the World Series and we didn't. That's why Dallas sucks. And
you guys actually
have a better football team this year than we do.
Yeah.
That's another reason Dallas sucks.
A better basketball team, too.
It seems like he understands this.
He knows the whole thing.
Right.
One reason Dallas does not suck is that we pioneered and recreated the way to sell your car online from your underwear painlessly. It's like CarMax meets Domino's Pizza delivery. We come to your house. You go to GimmeTheVin.com, put your VIN or your license plate in. My system spits out a number. You say, no, I'm not going to take that. We come back with a human and say, what's it take? Negotiate a little bit, buy the car, send somebody to your home to pick it up with a check. We'll wire you the money. We'll pay off your payoff. And if we don't beat CarMax, we will send you $100. So that, my friends, is why Dallas doesn't suck. It's because Dallas is where all this great stuff was invented.
How about that? That's all at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's silly for you to go and try to sell your car without at least finding out what John Clay Wolf will give you. And if you're going through your dealership and they're not giving you as much, John Clay Wolf will do the deal right through your dealership. All at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Thanks, guys.
ESPN 97.5.